to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the apps for, Android and iPhone or iOS, And of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to the band Emphasis. They are from Estonia. And we listened to the song 109 minutes-117 minutes, Decalogue 8, which is part of their brand new album, Decalogue. And this one is based on the, you know, I guess, legendary, what's the other word for legendary? The cult-like, maybe, if you like, film from Krzysztof Kieslowski, also titled Decalogue, which was, you know, a pretty good thing when it came out. It was one of those, you know, different movies, different cinema. And yeah, so the album, the Emphasis album, is based on the movie, so it would be a good thing to, you know, watch the movie and then listen to the album. That would be great. And apparently, I guess you could kind of, you know, if you follow the minutes, that's why they put the minutes in the songs. If you follow the minutes, you can, you know, listen to that soundtrack while watching the movie. So, not as similar as, you know, watching The Wizard of Oz with The Dark Son of the Moon in the background, but, you know, a similar idea to... no, I think it would be a great idea to watch the Decalogue with Emphasis, you know, soundtrack in the back. So before that, we listened to Creator, legendary band from Germany. We listened to the song Hate Über Alle, which is also the title of their album from 2022. And yeah, remember they're playing on the Vogue on Wednesday, the 18th. And yeah, if you enter the draw, you could win a pair of tickets. You can call us at 778-782-2573. Some people have to put down their names on Facebook, so anyway, at the end of the show we'll do a draw, and you could get a pair of tickets to see them with Testament and Possessed. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Art of Attrition. We listened to the song Vitriol, which is part of their brand new EP, And It Will All End Forever. And yeah, let's continue with the music here, because yeah, we have to put a lot of music, and then we're gonna have an interview with Greg from Art of Attrition. So let's keep the music rolling here at the Metal Meltdown.
I'm about
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also find all the previous, past, and future shows there at cjsf.ca/content/metal-meltdown. And you can also listen to us on your phone through the iOS or Android app that you can get through the, you know, Google Play or Apple Store, iTunes Store, whichever that is. We just listened to Bodel. They are from Sweden, and we listened to their latest single, Villain Faller. Before that, we listened to Possessed, also a legendary trash band from California in the United States. And we listened to the song Shadow Cult, which is part of their 2019 album, Revelations of Oblivion. And yeah, remember, they are playing at the Vogue along with Creator and Testament on Wednesday, this Wednesday the 18th. And yeah, so you can get your tickets if you don't have one. You could enter a little draw that we'll do at the end of the show. You can win a pair of tickets. Again, the number here is 778-782-2573. And yeah, should be a great show. And before that, we listened to our guests tonight, Art of Attrition, with their song Emaciate, which is part of their brand new EP, And It Will All End Forever. And speaking of our guests tonight, we're gonna try to pray to the lords of technology, the gods of technology, and try to make contact with Greg right now. All right, so we are here with Greg from Art of Attrition. Is that correct? How are you, Greg?
That's right. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, good, good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us tonight. How's the weather over there these last few days or today?
Yeah, no, we've had some pretty great weather. This past weekend, I was up in the Kananaskis country doing some outbacking, and it was really sunny. But now, the fall weather is on its way. Today was a bit muggy and overcast, so yeah, fall is upon us here. What about you?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, we had a last few days or a couple of days before that. Yes, we're like, you know, super sunny. We were like 29 degrees, whatever. But then now, as you said, the fall is upon us. Anyway, well, that's good that you have a good, you know, hopefully you had a good summer over there. So for, you know, people that are not too familiar with the Art of Attrition, can you tell us a little bit about the band? You know, how long have you guys been together? You know, how many EPs, LPs do you have? That sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. So Art of Attrition is a group of four guys. So it's me, the drummer, Greg, and then there's Jack Sutherland. He's a guitarist, and he does a lot of the orchestrations and the production and the live production. And then Johnny is guitars and orchestration as well. And then Josh is vocals. We started about 2019, just kind of the tail end of 2019. I was asked to do some session work for Art of Attrition, but I really loved it. So I ended up just joining the band, and the same thing kind of goes for Josh there. Jack and Johnny are the kind of, they're the people who started Art of Attrition. And then, yeah, we join later. We play deathcore. There's, you know, quite a few sub-labels that people like to put with us. There's the technical aspect. There's the blacken aspect. A little bit of atmosphere as well in there. Yeah, that's kind of Art of Attrition in a nutshell. We have one LP, so The Void Eternal. That's full album there. And then we just released our EP, And It Will All End Forever, which is a four-track EP, which has Drown in Fog, Vitriol, Emaciate, and the title, And It Will All End Forever.
Well, that sounds pretty good. You've that was pretty neat, you know, like, seems like you have rehearsed this kind of brief summary. It was pretty smooth, I must
say. Yeah, we've had a couple interviews, but I mean, it's the same story across the board, so it's kind of easy to recall.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty awesome, you know, about your joining the band. When I joined the band a long time ago, it was kind of the same thing. They just needed somebody to record a demo song, and anyway, I ended up staying, you know, the whole life of the band, so that was pretty cool. So nice to see, you know, that it happens often, or, you know, but it happens again, so that's cool. So I wanted to ask you also about the name of the band. So how, I don't know if you can share how you came upon the name, like what's the name?
Okay. So actually Jack mentioned this in other interviews. I can't remember what I said. The equivalent was like attrition is like putting force on something so it submits to you. But the true story is it was actually a video where two kids were like dueling with lightsabers, and one of them says, "Well, this is the Art of Attrition," or something like that. That's kind of where the name came from, I guess, is from that video. But yeah, Jack's kind of he's the one who kind of mentioned that to me.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for saying the truth, because that's exactly what we're looking for here. You know, not the, you know.
Yeah, I never really knew, like, I had, like, because the way we write the music, it's very, like, you know, you've listened to the tracks, like, it's unrelenting, and that's kind of, like, how I view the music. But, you know, the original true story is that video. So, yeah.
No, that's cool. Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm always curious about the band names. Sometimes it's, you know, something very simple. Sometimes it's a super funny or weird anecdote. Like it's anyway. I'm always curious about the band's name. So, yeah, thank you for sharing, and thank you for sharing the truth. That's amazing. So for the album and for the EP, do they have, I mean, separately or together, but I guess separately, do they have like a theme in them? Is there anything connecting the songs, or not necessarily, not really?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, that's a pretty dynamic question, because in both the record's essence, it's a lot of like human struggle in terms of lyrically. You know, Josh is, you know, for lack of a better word, Josh is a poet. But everything that is in the albums lyrically is always a reflection of kind of like the human emotions, human condition, you know, our ups, our downs, you know, it ranges from many emotions, from, you know, anxiety, anger, fear, sadness, you know, that's kind of a theme that both the records share. Musically, the records share pretty similar tastes. You know, we utilize a lot of, you know, ferociousness from the first one, that's in the second record. You know, I do a lot of like my drumming in both those records are very, they're very like relentless. And, you know, guitars are, you know, they're groovy, but they're technical in both records. However, we did do some things different in the new record that we wanted to explore. And that was more grooviness and more atmosphere in the new record. So I would say they do, to answer your question, the records share similarities. But they're defined differently. Like, you know which songs come from which record, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. No, thank you. And yeah, I'm also curious about that when chatting to bands. You know, sometimes if they do it, sometimes they don't. But anyway, just curious about that. And in terms of composition, is there, like, I'm assuming you mentioned Josh, you know, probably takes care of the lyrics, if I understood that correctly.
So, yeah.
And if that's the case, then how about the music? How do you handle that?